Marina Van Wittenberg au micro de Radio Victoria, j'ai maintenant Jonathan Dick, qui est le porte-parole de BC Transit. Bonjour Jonathan.
Hi.
Des changements arrivent pour BC Transit. Qu'est-ce qui se passe après le 1er juin?
We are following the guidance of the Provincial Health Officer, Dr. Bonnie Henry, and WorkSafe BC, and implementing best practices of transit industry worldwide. And so we are putting in various measures in place to enhance the safety on board our buses and align with BC's restart plan. So as of June 1st, one of the measures that will be put in place is all buses will have what is called a vinyl panel. And so any bus that does not have a full driver door will have this vinyl panel installed. And that will allow us to return to front door loading and collection of fares on buses in BC Transit communities across the province. So we did implement rear door boarding and cease the collection of fares on buses across the province and BC Transit communities as a response to COVID-19. And with this enhanced safety measure, we are able to return to front door loading and collection of fares. Some other steps that we are going to be taking include capacity management. And so what that means is the drivers on the buses will be working to keep the buses at a comfortable load and be monitoring who's getting on and how much space they have on the bus. And so that will be part of the response that we'll be putting in. And we are encouraging customers to use face coverings where physical distancing is not possible. So that will be part of the change as well. And we will be implementing one-way passenger flow entering through the front of the bus and exiting through the rear of the bus, with the exception being for those that might have mobility aids or a need for the accessibility features at the front of the bus. So if people have further questions or need further information, I encourage them to visit our website at bctransit.com.
Donc cela veut dire qu'il est possible que des passagers se voient refuser l'accès de monter dans le bus parce que le conducteur du bus estime que celui-ci est déjà à sa capacité maximale.
That's correct. So we do know that trying to keep the buses at a comfortable load will mean that there is a possibility of what are called pass-ups, and people may have to wait for the next bus. Having said that, we would encourage customers to please try to travel at non-peak hours as much as possible, and to also check the passenger loads on their buses before leaving home through the Next Ride system.
Vous parlez de Next Ride System, c'est l'application qui a été mise en place par BC Transit pour surveiller les horaires de bus et également leurs trajets. Donc, ce qui veut dire que Next Ride a dû aussi s'adapter aux mesures prises par BC Transit imposées par les autorités sanitaires de la Colombie-Britannique. Il est désormais possible de savoir combien de personnes sont dans le bus qu'on souhaite prendre.
Yes, you can check the capacity of a bus through Next Ride, which is the system that shows you where your bus is in real time. And you can access that by going to bctransit.com and clicking on the Next Ride button on the front page of our website.
En début d'entrevue, vous faisiez savoir qu'à partir du 1er juin, eh bien, c'était terminé, la gratuité des autobus. À partir du 1er juin, tout le monde repaye son autobus. Mais j'ai une question. Est-ce qu'il s'agit aussi des personnes qui ont moins de 18 ans? Est-ce qu'il y a un tarif qui va changer? Est-ce que les moins de 18 ans devront payer? Ou même les personnes âgées ont-ils toujours un accès à un tarif réduit?
Fares will go back into effect as per the standard fares in the Victoria Regional Transit System or whatever transit system you are in. So for Victoria, we do have our standard fare products in place. And that includes for, we do have passes for youth and for adults and for seniors. The City of Victoria does have a youth transit pass program. And so if you have questions about that program, I would encourage you to talk to the City of Victoria directly.
Merci, Jonathan Dick, porte-parole de BC Transit.
Take care. Okay, bye.